Hey guys, morning, what's up? So I wanted to chat about studio shooting and how I go about it. Yesterday I was on shoot for Elle magazine, E-double-L-E. They have it in most countries. I shot the inside story and the cover. So I can't wait to show you guys when it comes out. But I wanted to just run through a few things. Shooting in studio is obviously very different to shooting outdoors. Shooting in studio requires you to pretty much set up everything from the ground up according to the sort of lighting style that you want to achieve. I love it because I pretty much see the final image and then I set up the lights which let me create the exact look that I want. Whereas outside you sort of have to, you know, work with the sun and block the sun or add light and etc. But in studio you start with a blank canvas, so you can really achieve what you like. Firstly, when I get into studio, I like to let everyone know exactly where they need to be. Hair and makeup, obviously at their desk with nice lights and nice mirrors. And then stylists will be in their corner with the rail and the clothing and the steamer. Food will sort of have their section. Everyone sort of has a section in the studio, which is important. I will then start laying out exactly the lighting that I want with my assistant. And together we will start to sort of set up the whole room, starting from the ground up. We will start by firstly, I will stand in on the curve and sort of see where I want her to stand, mark it down on the ground, and then I will start to adjust the lights accordingly. I will obviously always have my fill light, which is generally massive. I then have the key light. I then have some background lights. And after around 4 or 5, the whole scene starts to come together. It is also very important to have a computer or a screen which is connected to your camera. So while you're shooting, the images start to pop up. This lets the client and the creators that you're working with see what you're doing. This is very, very helpful. Sometimes makeup or hair will see something on the computer screen and then they will come and change it. So that is also very important. Another aspect is obviously getting the lighting correct for the client. So doing a few tests before the model pops in, it's kind of important. You can show the client maybe a few options, but generally again, you have been briefed, you know what they want, and when you set up to achieve their specific light. When working in studio, it's very important as a photographer to keep everyone happy. It's almost like hosting your own party. You gotta make sure that everyone is on the same page, everyone's feeling okay. You know, we're all creatives and sometimes people aren't too sure, so they need some sort of, you know, a tap on the back, or you just say great work. Just those words can literally change so much for another person. So it's very important to make sure that everyone is sort of feeling creative and doing their job correctly. Obviously, if they're not, you must also say something as the photographer. You mustn't be shy, because at the end of the day, the client's gonna come back to you with problems. So when you're there with everyone, make sure that you're getting everything that you want, because that is very important. When shooting in studio also, it's very important to have a data management system set up. While you're shooting, the files need to come off the camera onto the computer. You then save them into a program such as Lightroom or Capture One. And then it's also important to set up an external hard drive so that the photos also go to another hard drive in case anything happens. This is very, very important. Some shoots you may have a Digi, which is a digital assistant. He sits on the laptop and does all of this for you. But if some shoots you don't have that, then you must set it up yourself. And it's pretty much just important so that if anything goes wrong, your files are safe, your files are saved, and you can get them back. At the end of the day, studio shooting can be really, really fun. It's really nice to get creative. You can use all different lights, you can use color gels, you can really make amazing images, different from outside. I really love studio. Working with Earl the past few days has been a really, really great experience. We shot the story outside and then we did the cover shoot, obviously, in the studio. I did a few options in terms of clothing. I used around 4 to 5 different lights. And again, I can't wait to show you the final images. We really worked well as a team. We even had someone sort of blowing the hair with like a hair blow dryer just to get some more effect. The lighting was great. Everything was on point. The clothing was amazing. I will show you in the next coming weeks once the issue is out. And yeah, also it's nice to have studio etiquette, you know, at the end of your shoot, pack everything away, leave it how it was. I know some teams or some people just literally leave the studio in a mess, and that's not good. It's always great to leave it how you came in, which is generally all neat. You know, you throw all your rubbish away, etc., and the host of the studio would be more than likely to have you again. Renting a studio and all the equipment isn't cheap, so using the time correctly is also important. Time management is important. It's also important, depending on what brand photo gear they have, you must obviously respect the gear. If you have photo assistants, I'm sure that they would be more than happy to sort of show you if you don't know, but they should generally know how all the brands work. Some brands are different to others, some need power, some work on battery packs. But at the end of the day, the lighting gear is very expensive, but it's incredible also. I see them as tools, and you can easily use them to create exactly what you want.